All right, so okay. I would like to welcome everyone to this meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent. And the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which you have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. Proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again once lit red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it's been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak. I'll bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. You'll see from the agenda, in an effort to be more transparent, that many of the appendices are in closed session, while the report itself isn't open. If there's an item you wish to discuss the appendix, if everyone is in agreement, perhaps you will wait until we go into closed session at the end of the meeting. Okay, item one, introduction and apologies. Any apologies? No.
Sorry. Okay. Chair, just if you ask people to use the microphone, otherwise we can't hear at home.
John O'Connelly is apologising, sir.
Thank you, Councillor Hannah.
All right. Item two, declarations of interest. Any? Okay. Item three, action sheet. From ERT meeting Monday 13th October 2025. Been through pages for accuracy, pages 1, 2, and 3. Any matters arising? Proposer and seconder, please.
So proposed, Chair.
Ms. Andrews. Okay. Item number 4. Friends of Castlewellan Arboretum and Ainsley Wall Garden. Amanda.
Members, so this paper sets out a proposal for the creation of an MOU between Council and a new group to be formed, Friends of Castlewellan Arboretum and Ainsley Walled Garden. This group, the establishment of this group is a legacy of the capital project that is currently underway at Castlewellan Park. The group will be formed by members of the community, and what we're proposing is to put in place an MOU between Council and that group, and that will set out how we will work together. There is some detail that's set out in section 2.1 of the report. The MOU is attached to the paper, and then the proposal is to approve establishment of the MOU with the Friends of Castlewellan Arboretum and Ainsley Garden for the purpose of working in partnership for the benefit of the Arboretum and the Garden. Continuing on the legacy.
It's got musical chairs.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Amanda. Any matters arising? Councillor Andrews?
Thanks. I'm nice and green there. More or less, I'd like to thank the officers for preparing the paper, and I know over many years a lot of hard work has gone into the Arboretum and the Ainsley Walled Gardens. So, like a place in record, no appreciation for that there. You know, Councillor Davin, along with many others, have been involved in all aspects and with what's been envisaged and put before us for approval. So, I'm only too happy that we propose to support the proposals and the recommendations that have been set tonight for approval. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. Just want to ask the question, how would the members be decided and what would their scope of responsibility be? A couple of the questions. Basically, my questions were, what's the process for joining? Is there criteria? And just the final point is, it could sound like it's a charity doing the council's work. So what will the difference be with this group? Thank you.
Okay, so just maybe a point of clarity that this MOU is between council and the group. It's not for the establishment of the group, which is separate. So the group doesn't exist yet. It will be community members likely who are involved in the project that would take forward the establishment of that group. So it doesn't exist yet. The terms of reference still have to be developed. And it will be members of the community that will lead the establishment of that group, defining who the members are and what their scope is. However, we have outlined some detail what we would foresee as being the remit of that group. It's not to do routine maintenance work. It is for doing additional projects that will continue on the legacy of the capital work. So it is for that added value, creating additionality for ongoing maintenance that will be delivered, that we would have a responsibility for doing after the capital work are completed. So the formation of the group will be taken forward by the community.
Thank you, Chair. Most of my questions have already been answered. It's just to confirm whether or not that councillors will have an input to the group, or will we just have an oversight view on it? And it was also just like to comment on the work that already has taken place at the garden, that it's good to see this all coming together. And thank you.
So just in relation to your query around members, elected members being on the group, that will be back to my comment around the group needs to be formed and the membership needs to be defined by those who bring the group together. As I do understand, there will be a call locally for members to be involved in that group.
Thank you very much. So we have Councillor Andrews as proposer. May I have a seconder, please?
Sorry, Chair, Councillor Clark has a question online.
Yep, go ahead.
Thanks, sir. And thanks, Chair. Sorry, my camera's not working. Just in regards to the Friends of the Arboretum, they were a legacy group, when the Arboretum fell into dereliction and done a lot of good work. It has been answered in regards to the widening their membership, and they've been doing an open call, and that's to be welcome. But I would like to pay tribute to the group, for the efforts. When things were very difficult within the park, there's been a vast improvement in regards to the Arboretum and the Hidden Garden, the Roddy Down Garden, and also the Grange building. So it's a massive boost. And Castlewan Park's always, like all our forest parks, have always, had a great affinity, with the local population. I think there'll be a lot of people who wants to get involved. Just in regards to social prescribing, would that be taken on by the Friends of the Arboretum, or would that be by council? Because I used to sit on the board way at the beginning of the Castlewan project, and it was always our vision, to allow people, who maybe have suffered, from mental health issues or other issues, and just want to get out to do things, to improve their well-being and also the well-being of the park. So would the social prescribing come from, you know, through the Arboretum group, or is it through the council? But I think it's a, I think it's a great initiative. It gets the Friends of the Arboretum involved.
So social subscribing would be part of the scope of the Friends group to be established, but certainly we will feed that back to them following tonight's meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So just to confirm, Councillor Fian was the seconder. Any other questions? Okay, moving on to item number 5, Local Economic Partnership, LEP. Amanda.
So members may remember in September we tabled at this committee an action plan that was developed through the Local Economic Partnership following a period of consultation for most of the year. We took approval at that committee to submit the action plan to the Department for Economy for approval. This report outlines that that submission did take place. DfE have considered the submission and have issued council with a letter of offer to support the delivery of the Local Economic Partnerships Action Plan. We're now moving into the project mobilisation period. Attached to this paper is the first business cases that we have taken through to start those projects that we can get mobilised this financial year. We have 3 business cases attached. One for the Productivity Growth Programme, the second for an AI Empowering Business Through Awareness Programme, and the second, which is a research project, which is starting to map out the derelict and vacant properties. So the recommendations for members is to accept that letter of offer that we have received, to approve the business cases, and to approve the establishment of an SLA with Murray & Moore Enterprise Agency and Down Business Centre for delivery of the project, which is the derelict and vacant commercial property mapping research.
Thank you very much. Any matters arising? Any questions? Yep, Councillor Hart.
I'm happy to propose the officer's recommendations and be delighted to see the SLAs for both Down Business Centre, and I'm happy to see that the Murray & Moore Enterprise Agency are both anchoring these. This shows that work, joined up thinking and collaborative working is essential to change our town centres and support our local employers.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I'm very happy to second this. I think it's very, very positive. See, just for a bit of clarity around the derelict vacancy commercial property mapping research, I understand from the other 2 items that the letter of offer is valid through till 2028, so that's the when it has to be spent by. See, beyond the mapping, are there timelines for next steps or an indication of what those next steps might look like once the scoping exercise or the mapping exercise has been completed? Thank you.
I'd like to come in and answer that, Chair. So some of the scoping has already, preliminary scoping has been done, but once the scoping exercise is done and the settlements that have been selected by the LEP members, we will move then into the grant fund and the grant support to address the dereliction and the vacancy across the district. So again, that's part and parcel of the action plan. There's a fund included in the action plan to support that theme, and we'll be working on that early in the new year to develop that application process and to get that out into the market.
Great. Any other matters arising? Okay. Move on to item number.
Sorry, Chair. Councillor Galbraith has a question.
Sorry, Councillor Galbraith.
Am I in now?
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, no, thanks, Chair. It's really just to welcome the recommendations in the report and to acknowledge, I suppose, the excellent work in bringing it all together. The mapping of the direct buildings is a particularly valuable piece of work. It's going to give us a clear picture of the challenges and the opportunities ahead, but I really look forward to seeing how this research informs the future action to revitalise the site there, the towns, in particular Downpatrick, moving forward. So, no, thanks very much for the chance to speak there.
No problem. Any other questions?
Okay, moving on then. Item number 6, mid-year review of ERT business plans, 2025-26. Connor.
Thanks, Chair. As part of the council process and procedures, we carry out a mid-year review and an assessment against delivery against the business plan targets. This has been completed and is included within the agenda. So it's the recommendation is just to consider and approve the mid-year assessment of the ERT Director Business Plan for 25-26.
Thank you very much, Chair. First of all, Connor, thank you very much to yourself and the team for tabling this progress report of the Directorate for our attention. Well, looking through the update, I see a lot of green set against the various items of work that is going on in the department. And there are a few yellows on view here, and without a doubt, work is ongoing to progress further the actions that are needed to complete what needs to be done in this regard. Planning, it seems to be an ongoing issue, and at this stage, we're placing that quite my heartfelt appreciation to our planning team for all the hard work that they do. But in relation to the rates, as elected representatives, we do get lobbied and contacted by agents, constituents about the delays in processing and the slow progress of applications from coming in the door and right through the system until the final decision is made one way or the other. But I do welcome the efforts that these are doing or making and et cetera, with the delays, et cetera. And also with the topics that have been red flagged. I know in an earlier agenda item we were talking about enterprise and bringing into the district, especially businesses, et cetera, that will bring investment jobs to areas that need it the most. But has the planning department got in place or initiated a section solely for business and investment to get these applications processed, to kick-start firms' business applications, to get them sorted as speedily as possible, as well as the general applications that are dealt with overall? Thank you. But happy to propose.
Is there a seconder?
Just in respect to when applications come in, they are considered around their type and their scale and their impact on the economy, and where applications do have a significant economic benefit to the district, they will be looked upon and considered on that basis. I don't want to get into saying that we prioritise. There is a department or a section within the plan department that looks at major applications, and any major applications of that nature will be passed to that team for them to deal with accordingly.
Yeah, I appreciate that just in terms of major applications, but is there anything that can be done with sort of smaller ones as well, you know, like sunrooms and things like that, you know, that are probably very easy to, I would imagine, are easy enough to make an assessment on and a decision. But they, you know, they could be probably getting out the door a bit quicker. I have had a few complaints over the last couple of days in and around sort of straightforward applications sitting there, so just to maybe note that.
Any other matters?
Thank you very much. Okay, moving on then. Item number 7, Peace Plus Theme 1.1. Amanda.
Members, this report sets out the actions that was agreed on a Peace Plus partnership, which needed to come here for ratification. So the report is set out and has attached 4 business cases to move forward the next 4 actions as what was agreed on the Peace Plus action plan. So those business cases are attached, and the recommendation for members is to approve the business cases associated with Strand 1.2 enhancement of community facilities, 1.2, enhancement of sporting facilities, 2.6, which is emotional support programme, and 2.6, which is a social and emotional support programme, ending violence against women and girls. As usual, the Peace Bus programme is 100% funded, so there's no cost to council.
Thank you very much. Any matters rising? The member Froser and seconder, please.
So proposed, Chair.
Seconder? Very much. Okay, the following items 8 to 12 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Section 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the Council holding the information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. I have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 8, East Border Region, showcasing 50 years of genuine cross-border collaboration. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Rhiann, it was agreed to award East Border Region a financial contribution towards their proposal for celebrating 50 years of cross-border collaboration. Item 9, Downpatrick Special Stage Car Rally 2026. The proposal of Councillor Hammond, seconded by Councillor Andrews, it was agreed that Council support the Ballinhinch and District Motor Club through a service level agreement arrangement for the hosting of the Downpatrick Special Stage Car Rally in July 2026, subject to funding being agreed in the rate setting process with the value of the SLA details as section 4.1 of the officer's report. Item 10, Financial Assistance 2025-26 Call 4. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Hammond, it was agreed to approve the issuing of letters of offer to projects as per Council policy to groups recommended for the award of funding within the budget allocation for each theme. It was also agreed that pre-letter of offer conditions must be met prior to issue of full letter of offer. Item 11, Labour Market Partnership Action Plan. On the proposal of Councillor Fian, seconded by Councillor Andrews, the following was agreed. To accept a revised letter offer from Department for Communities for MD Labour Market Partnership LLP for 2025-26 and undertake associated management and implementation in line with the approved action plan, business case and associated procurement. To approve the revised business case attached to the officer's report for the implementation of NMD Labour Market Partnership Action Plan for 2025-26 based on the upper budget. To require procurement exercises in accordance with Council's procurement policy, rights to market may include utilising Belfast City Council framework, issuing service level agreements, buying for money exercises, quotes and tenders, and to accept a letter of offer from Department for Economy to deliver a pre-apprenticeship academy, a procurement route of the Belfast City Council framework. And item 12, Clay Park resurfacing at Kilbroney Forest Park. On the proposal of Councillor Rhiann, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to procure by the ESPO framework contractor to resurface the older children's play park at Kilbroney Park, Ross Trevor. Lastly, the following items are for noting: 13 Museum Quarterly Report, July to September, and Newry Business Improvement District. Any matters arising? Yes, Councillor Hammond.
Connor, could you explain to me why the Green Hut has still been nothing? Everything's ready to go, so there's to get it moved and everything, but you just haven't released it yet. Green Hut from Ballykiller. Not on the, on not there, but it's just on the James Courtney report. But it's a hold up, is there a problem?
Councillor, we'll get back to you on that.
We're waiting for that. I've been waiting some considerable time.
I think I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
Okay, any other matters?
No.
We have a proposer and seconder for noting. Councillor Lewis.
Okay. Sure.
Councillor Hart for second. Thank you very much. Safe journey home. Thank you. Thank you.